Ryan's vice presidential campaign has been in the state for the last couple days, but he's also on the ballot to potentially keep his House of Representatives job in Wisconsin's 1st congressional district if that VP thing doesn't pan out. Ryan has just kicked off a series of television ads, ostensibly for the House contest. A logo about the House race briefly appears on screen, but Ryan speaks words best known from his vice presidential bid.
We don't want a government-controlled society. We want a limited government that is both efficient and effective.
The ad shows Ryan talking to supporters at a coffee shop in Janesville. Ryan's opponent in the 1st District Congressional race is Kenosha Democrat Rob Zurban. He says Ryan's ad is startling for what it doesn't say about the incumbent's federal budget proposal.
You know, how he doesn't talk about his radical plan and what it does. And we knew that if he were to cover these details, people would wholeheartedly reject it. You know, privatizing Medicare, privatizing Social Security, cutting funding for Pell Grants and Stafford Loans, and slashing veterans funding by 24%.
A spokesman for Ryan's House campaign says additional ads will address issues like health care and jobs. Ryan's campaign says it will spend about $2 million on TV ads this fall in the Milwaukee and Madison markets. Rob Zurban says his campaign will run TV commercials too. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.